And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and what I've done is I've brought two people onto my show. Now, here's the interesting thing, and this is why I'm all squirrely right now. I have to be very, very considerate of their current situation. What does that mean? It means that they're working in an industry that may not like the fact that they discovered that they might have a retirement problem and that what they're doing currently to resolve that problem may not work. So what did they do? How did they resolve it? Well, they thought about it for a while and then they got busy doing some research and they came across an organization that I happen to belong to called Lifestyles Unlimited. And you know what they did? They became members. They became members of Lifestyles Unlimited because they understood the message that Lifestyles Unlimited was conveying to them. That if they had a retirement problem, Lifestyles Unlimited had the potential to step in and assist them with resolving that problem. Now, check this out. They went to work. They did. They started buying single-family assets, and they are on a glide path to buy additional single family assets this year. And they're already planning on what they're going to do in the following year and the year beyond that. So let's do this. Let's bring my guests onto the show. I wonder if I've got to change their name. I wonder if I should call you Thelma and Louise. Should we call you guys Thelma and Louise? Is that okay?
That sounds great to me. We just need to decide who's Thelma and who's Louise.
Hey, I'm out of this one, man. You guys figure that out. Can I go ahead and use your normal names? Is it okay with you guys? Because I do want to be considerate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're having fun here. And that's what we do on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is we have fun when our guests come on. Because at the end of the day, the hard work of doing whatever we're doing for our lives is kind of set on the sideline. Because what we're talking about here with Chuck and Laura, their real actual names, is we're going to talk about real estate. We're going to talk about real estate investing. We're going to talk about how real estate investing is in the process changing your lives. I mean, is that a fair statement?
Oh, that's an absolute true statement. I would say so.
So with what you're doing for employment, is there anything as far as a future event that you're looking forward to? So in other words, have you worked for this firm for a certain amount of time and that you've done whatever you've had to do, and maybe you've invested in some kind of 401k or some kind of pension plan, or just maybe you've made a decision that you're going to move away from that career. What's going on in your minds right now?
Yeah. So we know the jobs we currently do, they're obviously not, permanent jobs and everything, and the pension, like you mentioned before, isn't going to be enough to sustain us into retirement. So we look forward to doing real estate investing because it's really our opportunity to move forward and change our life and create some sort of passive income that comes in whether we go to work or not. So we're looking forward to that change, being able to replace our current income, W-2 income, just with the passive income that can be created by investing in real estate.
Chuck is always forward thinking. I'm trying to think of what I'm going to make for dinner tonight, what we need to maybe plan for dinner for the rest of the week. And Chuck is, 5 years ahead of me. So I appreciated that I can understand and appreciate his desire to retire from our current jobs and his frustration with having very little control over his schedule, how many hours he works, and feeling torn between balancing work and balancing family. So I can appreciate that and him feeling the need or the urgency to start planning for our retirement when we were like in our early 30s. Yeah, I'll live off of your success for a little bit. I can do that.
I'm on board with that. Yeah. So is it safe to say that you guys are working in very demanding career fields?
Yes. I work in patient care, excuse me. And so I take care of people all day, every day. But I also don't have a lot of control over assignments or anything like that. So, it wears on you after years and years of demands from various people, demands from bosses, demands from family members who are not your family, and then wanting to pay that same amount of attention to your own family. It's very demanding.
Do you guys get mission creep? And what I mean by mission creep is, do you get the work spilling over into your family time?
I think that happens all the time, Al. So, I mean, sometimes, you know, it'll be a weekend, and as you move up in the as the supervisory manager roles throughout your career and get higher up, people are calling you on the weekends with certain demands and everything. So you might be at Six Flags, or you might be watching your son's basketball game or your daughter's dance recital, and then all of a sudden you get a phone call and you got to step out and take the phone call because that's the level you're at in the organization. So I think your freedom to kind of choose your own hours and just not be on call all the time kind of goes away when you work certain jobs. But when you do the real estate investing, you kind of make your own hours. You kind of choose when you want to have meetings. And like I alluded to earlier, kind of choose the pace you want to go. If you want to go slow, you can go slow. If you want to go fast, you can go fast. And like Dell always says, you know, his second rule is you can't get rich slow. So personally, my mentality is I want to follow that model and not get rich slow. So I want to move out fast. But also in real estate, if you get to a certain point where you're like, okay, you can hustle and bustle for several months or even years, you can take a step back and say, I'm going to slow down during this period, go on vacation, really focus on family. So I do like that flexibility in real estate that you don't get from that 9-to-5 job.
Yeah. I feel like you have a little bit more control over the stress with real estate investing. That is more self-induced. You put into it, how you get out of it, how much you put into it. And I think we were at a case study and someone mentioned that, you know, if they don't want to go check on their properties that day, they don't go check on their properties that day. They send someone else out to do it and relieve themselves of some of that burden. I look forward to some of those things. I love my family and I love spending time with my family. And I think I've discovered that over the last few years, especially after the pandemic, it became a lot more evident where my heart was. And so this industry is just, we put a lot into it, but we get very little in return. So I do look forward to being able to give more to our family.
Yeah, I think what you guys just brilliantly described is the transition that happens in all of our lives, because we start off in school and then we get into the workforce and we want to do a great job, and then we're willing to work really, really hard because we want to get ahead. But unfortunately, they take everything out of us and don't give us as much as we think we should get in return, and it wears on us over the years, does it not?
Oh, absolutely.
So I think what's happened is you guys just got tired of it. You got tired of what society had been dealing you for years and years. Same way I got tired of it. Same way the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited got tired of it. So what we got to find out is, what did they do to resolve it? Well, we already have a clue, but stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Chuck and Laura, and together we're working on your financial freedom. And what we're going to do in this segment is we're just going to get back into their story, because I've got some questions that I want to ask that I think will help you understand why they've done what they've done. And more importantly, I think it will also help you understand that what they have chosen to do can work for you too. So, Chuck, can I call you Chuck? I mean, Laura's been calling you Chuck. I didn't ask permission, so I'm going to ask permission now. Can I call you Chuck?
Oh, yeah. It's all good. You can call me Chuck. All
right. So we've established that you guys are in demanding jobs. Chuck told us earlier that he spends 50 to 60 hours per week focused on that job, and he gets bothered in his off time by the job. Laura, I'm assuming you've got a similar type of situation. Is that fair?
I am. I'm probably in a more flexible position than Chuck. But yeah, we're pretty similar.
Okay. So at the end of the day, you're doing the best that you can to advance in the career fields that you're in, to serve the people that you've chosen to serve with the best of your ability. And you've also decided that what you're doing for retirement isn't working. So you went out and you found one organization that didn't quite give you what you were expecting, but then that caused you to find Lifestyles Unlimited that gave you what you were looking for. So here's the question I've got for you, Chuck. How difficult was the education? I mean, was it like taking a master's degree in college? How hard is it to go through the Lifestyles Unlimited education and get to your level of understanding?
Oh, absolutely not. So there's Lifestyles makes it extremely easy. They post training videos on their website once you become a member. So there's different levels of membership. If you attend the 2-day seminar, you have access to some basic videos that kind of teach you the different steps to buy a single family property and all the steps you got to take from finding it, locating the property, to closing on it, how to manage contractors, and then how to refinance the deals, how to find tenants. But as you progress through and become at different levels, they have the challenge program as part of Lifestyles Unlimited, and that's really just for single family investing. So they have different educational videos that go into a little more depth. If you're a challenge member, you get access to those, and then if you become a preferred investor, or a pig as they call it, you get access to even more videos, and that's for people that want to invest into apartments. And they also have a curriculum I didn't mention. It's for just for passive investors, those people that just want to basically invest their money with lead investors, and then they basically do absolutely nothing except sit back and receive, you know, quarterly distribution checks, and then once the property gets refinanced or sold, they just collect on the capital gains they receive from that. So the education is super easy. You can do it at your own pace. In fact, when I go and work out every day, when I'm running on the treadmill, I can listen to a different video every day. There's probably over 1,000 hours of videos on the website, and every time I listen to them, I learn something new. And you know, it's kind of easy to sort out. So if you're closing on a house and you want to make sure you're taking the right steps to make sure the title's correct, there's a video you can watch the day before to make sure you don't make that mistake. So the education is super easy, super user friendly, and it's a game changer.
Did you guys take advantage of the mentoring services?
Yeah, so we took advantage of it. So when we joined, we basically, you have a mentor that kind of talks to you about your goals, but every time we're about to close on a property, we use the mentors as well, just to run everything by them, make sure the numbers make sense. make sure we did the right thing with the rehab estimates. They kind of make sure if you're in a historical zone or a flood zone, you're looking at those things and how it might impact the deal. So looking at getting an inspector at the house if you don't have a contractor doing that. So the mentors really guide you in that process. So it makes it, I mean, everyone's really scared the first time they do a deal, but when they rely on the mentors, they make it that much easier, and they really they hold your hand through the whole process, and they'll even go out to the property and kind of walk it with you to make you feel better. So the mentors make it that much easier to do, and then the more it just makes you want to do more and more deals because you have that the power of the mentors to help you through the process.
Yeah, it's pretty cool having somebody that's been there, done that, got all the T-shirts, burned all the T-shirts, went and got more T-shirts there assisting you with the raw details of your deal. Because when you guys did your very first single-family house, I mean, had you purchased a house other than maybe the house you live in for investment purposes prior to becoming a Lifestyles Unlimited member?
No, the first time we ever bought an investment property was after we became Lifestyles members. So, yeah.
Okay. And the reason I bring that up is that you went through the education, you got the mentoring, and you guys went to work and you took action. So you put into place everything that you had learned and you went out and bought an asset. How long did it take you from the time you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited until you actually said, okay, this is the first asset we're going to buy, and you put a deposit down on that asset?
Yeah, so we became preferred investors in August, and we closed on our first deal on October 1st. So we already had it under contract in September, so it took us about 1 month before we took action. And once we took action, there's like no turning back. Now we just want to do – once you see the equity captures and the cash flow you get, you just want to do more and more deals. But it only took us 1 month from the time we joined until we got our first deal.
Did you guys go through any periods of apprehension or concern, or I'll just use the word fear? I mean, was there any fear involved with doing that first deal?
You know, I was – my biggest worry, and I think Laura's biggest worry as well, was just finding a good contractor, because we hear all the horror stories about, you know, people hire a contractor. They don't actually sign a contract. The contractor might ask for some money up front. And then they just wire money to the contractor, write a check to the contractor, and then they just take their money and disappear and never to be heard from again. So what I like about – that was my biggest apprehension, but knowing that Lifestyles has a vetted vendor portal where you can go and find contractors based on the city you're in, it really helped get rid of that fear. And we were able to find a good contractor who is really helping us now. We're about to close on our fourth deal since October 1st, and it's been nothing but great working with that contractor. The first property we closed on back in early October, we purchased the property for $99,000. The renovation was $83,000, so we paid $182,000 total for the house. When we got the appraisal back, it came back at $275,000.
So whoa. Slow down. Say that number again, because I think you stuttered, Chuck.
All right. So we are all in it between the purchase price and renovation at $182,000. And then the appraisal came back at $275,000.
You almost broke my calculator because I mean, you did. You broke my calculator. That's a nice return on equity, is it not?
Oh, yeah. So our return on equity was – our equity capture was $93,000. And then based on what we came out of pocket at, you know, $15,000, yeah, we're going to – it was a great return. Even after refinance costs and holding costs, we're sitting at a 500% return on that property.
Yeah, my calculator's toast. You just blew up my calculator. You owe me a new calculator. These are some really significant returns. Now let's talk about the cash flow. What are you getting for cash flow on this asset? Did you have to make a trade-off for cash flow for the equity capture, or are you getting cash flow?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's worried about the high interest rates right now. I think our interest rate is 7.125%. So, I mean, our principal, interest, taxes, and insurance are $1,595 a month, and the rent $1,700. So we're looking at $105 of cash flow. We get about an 8% cash on cash return on that property.
Okay, so there was a little bit of a trade off to get that amazing equity capture. So here's the question I have: what are you going to do with that asset? What's the exit strategy for that asset?
Yeah, so our plan is to, you know, after it's been rented for a year, we're going to sell that property next year, probably next summer, at the top of the market. Usually more people buy in the summer months. And then we'll do a 1031 exchange and use that money to buy two or three more investment properties with the money from that house, so we don't have to pay the taxes on it.
Oh, is that what that 1031 exchange does for you? It allows you to defer all the taxes?
Absolutely.
Is that legal?
As far as I know, as long as they haven't changed the law yet, I'm checking.
I'm just joking with you guys, because I've done several of those myself, and they work out really well. And there's always some conversation amongst members of Congress that maybe they want to take that benefit away, but it never happens, because if you look at what the people in Congress tend to invest in, they tend to invest in real estate. So they're not going to shoot themselves in the foot. So I think we're going to be okay with keeping that 1031 around. And what I love about the 1031 exchange is it allows us to not have to pay that tax liability. It allows us to just defer it, which allows us to keep all of the cash available that comes off of the deal that we're selling and apply it to the deals that we're buying. And I heard you say, Chuck, that you're planning to sell one and buy two or possibly three to replace it?
Yeah, absolutely. So Laura and I think it's a good idea if we 1031, just depending on how much we sell it for. If depending on where we find the next properties and how much they cost, if we're able to do it with just two properties to get that, so we can defer the taxes, we'll do it that way. If we have to buy three, we can do it as well. Because you have 6 months to close on the properties after you sell the house. So if we sell the house and buy two or three more properties that need to be renovated and roll those into hard money loans, I think we can do exceptionally well. Not pay, defer the taxes, and then just create even more equity capture.
Yeah, and the neat thing is there are a bunch of us Lifestyles Unlimited members that have done exactly what you're wanting to do. So it's not like you can't just talk to one of your fellow members and say, hey, what was the experience like, and get some feedback on things maybe to avoid or things to really lean into, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, just like you talked to about the mentors that are up there, like we can absolutely use the mentors, figure out the best folks to use for the 1031 exchanges, use the vendors that are in the portal for the 1031 exchanges, and just talk to the members about which folks they like to use, that, you know, and who they recommend, and just kind of walk us through the process. So it's absolutely great to have that mentorship and just other investors that are part of the group to talk to make sure you're using the right people so you can take advantage of those opportunities.
All right, so the first house you bought is potentially going to transition into two, possibly three houses to replace it. I love that. What about house number two? What's going on with house number two?
So house number two, we purchase price and renovation was $145,000, and then it came back, the appraisal came back at $200,000. So we had $55,000 in equity capture. Money out of pocket was $14,000. So $14,000, but there's $55,000 in equity. So we have over a 350% return on equity capture. And then the cash flow on that one's $75 a month. So that one we're looking at about a 6.2% cash on cash return. But like I said, we're looking for more equity capture. We're still getting the cash flow, but we're also planning on selling that property probably the same time next year, and then using that to buy two to three more properties as well.
Okay, I'm noticing a trend. Let's see if that trend follows into property number three. What's going on with that one?
So property number three, we just closed on that one about two or three weeks ago. So that property will $81,000 in equity capture, and out of pocket was only going to end up being $10,000, because we're going to be able to get that renovated in less than a month and get a tenant. So we're looking at over 800% return on equity capture, and this one we're going to make somewhere between $200 and $300 a month on the cash flow. And then on top of that, we also have one under contract that we close on next week on Tuesday. And that one, the purchase price and renovations, $215,000, and the ARV is at least $315,000, potentially more. So we'll have $100,000 equity capture, and we're only going to pay somewhere between $6,000 to $8,000 out of pocket. So if we end up with $6,000 out of pocket, we're going to end up with 1,600% return on equity, and that one should cash flow between $400 and $500 a month. So that one's probably the best one yet. It was just a great opportunity.
Well, I'll tell you, I finally revived Mr. Calculator, so you don't have to buy me another one. But Mr. Calculator is telling me that you guys have spent $39,000 on three houses, that you have developed $231,000 worth of additional equity in addition to the $39,000 of equity, which gives you like $270,000. Let's just call it $250,000 of additional wealth that goes on your balance sheet. How does that make you feel?
Honestly, it makes me feel really good. I mean, we started in October, in 7 months, creating over $250,000 in equity. We absolutely, that's way more than we can make at our jobs. Not to mention, when we go to sell these properties, if we do the 1031 exchange, they're tax-free properties. And it just, honestly, like Dale always says, it's not about the money, it's about the lifestyle. This is going to give us the opportunity to really focus on family, go on family trips, not get called on Saturday and Sunday from our job, and just really focus on the important things in life that we like to do. So I'm looking forward to being able to do that here in the near future, and it's just a life changer. You basically control your own destiny at that point and choose the lifestyle you want to live. So can't wait.
So Laura, I've got to ask you a very important question. If somebody told you back in 2012, when Chuck decided to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, that you could take $39,000 and develop into $270,000, would you have believed them?
I would never have believed them. It's amazing how quickly we've been able to achieve this level of success. You know, Chuck and I do often plan for the future. We always set our monetary goals, how much we want to save, you know, in the next 5 years or by the time we are ready to retire. And then after joining Lifestyles Unlimited, what we've been able to achieve, and we just went on a family trip and got a taste of that lifestyle of, you know, being able to just focus on our family, not really worrying about anything.
Wow. You know, you just tied it up in a nice, neat little bow. And if you want to do what Charles is doing, you want to do what Laura's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, I want you to choose one of two things. Choose either to attend the free workshop or to attend the expo.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.